Are you optimistic, Mr. Howe, about the outcome of the present struggle, and why are you optimistic?
We have liberated almost all of the countryside, together with vast mountain and jungle areas. The U.S. pacification plan has gone completely bankrupt. On all battlefronts, the Liberation Armed Forces have maintained full initiative, while the U.S. and satellite forces have, for a long time now, been on an uneasy defensive. We have smashed the protective belts around the cities and American bases, thus bringing the war right to the enemy's rear areas, formerly considered inviolable. The American and Saigon forces have been driven into defensive positions around cities and bases. The much-publicized two-pincers strategy, that is a certain destroy on the one hand and pacification on the other, has been quietly abandoned, replaced by plans to disengage the cities. The puppet administrative apparatus from village to provincial levels has been dismantled. A new one, the People's Administration, has been set up and consolidated day after day. The liberated areas have been broadened and linked to each other. Thus, we have great favorable conditions to develop our potentials in all fields. So long as the U.S. government continues its war of aggression, our entire people will continue to resist it. We are optimistic, and we have full confidence in our final victory.